Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 61. Rain showers likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 39. Some rain and thunderstorms likely on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 54. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with a low around 28. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And snow possible on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the NFL season is officially over after Super Bowl 57. And with the first year of sports gambling allowed in the state of Kansas, it was a big year for many Chiefs fans putting money on the game. As Doug Lang, the general manager for the Kansas Star Casino in Kansas, says that overall with the Kansas City Chiefs having a strong season has been good for business.
The Chiefs winning and the Chiefs being good, which we expect for years to come, has been really good for the sportsbook.
That audio from Cake News. Corey Thone with the Kansas Lottery also says that Kansas has been one of the big hotspots because of the Kansas City Chiefs for the entire country this year.
They're seeing per capita higher traffic in Kansas than in lots of other states. But through December, overall, the state has taken in just over $2 million already, with about, so that means about $20 million in revenue.
Governor Kelly was the first individual to place a sports bet in the state once it was legal.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. In this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Challenge paid for by AARP.
One woman is in custody in Dodge City after Dodge City police ended up arresting her after making threats to a Dodge City elementary school and threatening to blow it up. Cape News reports the event happened at the end of last week when police say that the parent, after making the call, went to the Sunnyside Elementary School to pick up their children. Police found the 31-year-old woman after school security measures stopped the woman from making it past the locked interior doors. The woman has been booked into the Ford County Jail, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, the national business chain of Bed Bath & Beyond has announced that they are closing their 149 stores across the United States, some here in the state of Kansas. Cake News reports that it comes after the announcement they made prior, saying that they were shutting down 87 stores. But over the past few months, they said they are in the process of closing roughly 400 locations in total. That includes five Buyback Baby locations and all 49 remaining Harmon Face Value stores. The company did announce that one of the locations it is set to close is the location in northwest Wichita, along with other locations in the state of Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session continues on for 2023, many farmers across the state of Nebraska say that they're looking for property tax relief in order to help out their operations at home.
I feel there's a little bit of hopelessness there because you do not have the ability to control your own future.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. State Senator Tom Breeze has addressed the issue by proposing a bill that would give property tax relief through tax credits.
Now we have another run-up in land, in ag land prices, and that's going to lead to another significant uptick in the property tax burden for farmers and ranchers in our state.
Others, on the other hand, oppose the bill, saying that it would take money away from other vital services from the state.
For the most sustainable way to provide property tax relief in the state of Nebraska is to fully fund K through 12 education at the state level.
Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed bids from Husker Steel for three bridge packages and Norfolk Construction for construction of these bridges at last week's meeting. These were approved for a total of $478,000. Purchase of a new truck for $156,000 was approved. Commissioners approved a request from Twin Valley for the four recycling trailers, which will be replaced with stationary trailers in March. The county clerk has received several oil and gas leases, and drilling operations have been reported in the southern part of the county. Frankfort Community Care Home Board of Directors met with the board, asking consideration for allotment of some American Rescue Plan funds to the care home to assist with upgrades of plumbing in the building. That cost estimate, $250,000. No decision was made. Washington County's tax sale is Tuesday at 1 in the courtroom of the courthouse. There are 21 parcels eligible for the sale. People who want to bid on the properties at the tax sale must register to bid. Registration closes 2 hours before the sale at 1 o'clock. County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Investigation into a recent break-in and theft at the Washington County Transfer Station continues, with video surveillance indicating that perhaps a 2008 Chevy Malibu with a popped hood and driver's side door damage may have been involved. The break-in was January 16th, shortly after 9 a.m., with several tubs of copper and some power tools stolen. Photos are posted on the Environmental Sciences Facebook page, and authorities are asking anyone with information or who may be able to identify the individuals or vehicle involved to please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Nemahal County Clerk spoke to commissioners about hiring an additional full-time employee in her office and having a payroll clerk move from full-time to a part-time position. She will advertise for the position after approval. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution directing the county attorney to institute action to foreclose delinquent real estate taxes. The highway superintendent last week discussed the substitution of rock versus gravel on roads for townships. Planning and Zoning Committee will meet Wednesday, February 15th, and the Gage County Township and County Board meeting will be held February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Vets Club in Beatrice. Deadline approaching for submitting theme ideas for the Marshall County Fair is Monday. Contact Georgina Lindquist or Crystal Porter in Blue Rapids. Potential closure of the Wetmore Attendance Center is on the agenda for Monday night's meeting of Prairie Hills USD 113 School District. Barnes Community Development Corporation will hold a special meeting of shareholders Monday evening at 6:30 at the Hometown Cafe in Barnes to consider approval of a sale and disposition of the old school building and gym. Amendment of the Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws will also be on the agenda. For additional information, contact Board President Nick Sedevy. An informative and interactive Conservation Reserve Program workshop is planned Wednesday, February 15th at 10 a.m. in the community room at the Seneca Free Library. Hosted by Pheasants Forever, presentation includes Mandy Lang, Farm Bill Wildlife Biologist for Pheasants Forever, and Megan Winkler, CRP Program Technician with the Farm Service Agency. There will be time for questions after the presentation. Learn about the CRP program if you're unfamiliar, or get questions answered if you're planning on re-enrolling or how you can implement CRP on your property. No registration. This free workshop Wednesday, 10 a.m. in the community room at the Seneca Free Library. For information, contact Mandy Lang at 785-336-2164. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann will host town halls Monday in Marysville at Landau Lanes at 9:15 a.m. and will be at Snappers in Hanover Monday at 10:45 as part of his annual tour of the Big First District. The public is welcome to attend. Robert A. Bob LeCure, age 75, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Rosary, Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Bob LeCure. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, sweet potatoes, garden blend veggies, and pineapple. Tomorrow, hamburger gravy, mashed potatoes, sweet peas, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nothing makes a girl happier than chocolate, and Elsie Grace's in Frankfort has chocolate. Chocolate fudge recipes that are sure to please anyone, by the piece or by the pound, put together your Valentine's favorites. And of course, there's many other gift ideas you can choose from as well at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still staying well above average throughout early this week, before temperatures start to cool down throughout Wednesday and we see a slight chance for some snow showers. For today, staying sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Tuesday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid 40s and upper 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Temperatures staying cooler on Wednesday. A slight chance for some snow showers. Cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. North winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then snow showers may continue throughout Wednesday night. Staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds still gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February 45, record high on this date 73, the average low 22 and the record low 26 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:22, sunset this evening at 6:01. It's 23 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Cook & Company brings awareness to our homeless veterans and those who are suffering this season. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
Marysville High girls were in regional wrestling competition. Three of the four advanced to state, with Ella Johnson finishing second, Jenica Hubbard third, and Rose Latta fourth. Boys regionals are coming up this next weekend. Marysville High wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson was a guest on our Coach's Corner Friday. He commented on the girls' wrestling program.
Exposure to the sport, the earlier the better, and if they can start wrestling in seventh grade, and maybe they decide that's what they want to do in high school, it gives them a leg up when they get into high school. Now, I've been thrilled. We have five girls out in the high school this year. Last year we had two. Before that we just had one, and so it's growing, and they've grown by leaps and bounds this year. They work really, really hard, and we've got four of them that have winning records going into the regional, and I like our chances.
Several all-new 2023s in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include the Buick Envision Essence and Buick Envision Avenar. They have a 2023 Buick Enclave, 2023 Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Equinox. Test drive a new 2023 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, last week, the Wasney Report was released and had some effect on the markets. What exactly did the Wasney Report contain? Here's Dan O'Brien from Kansas State University. He's a grain economist, and he was on an edition of Ag Today recently.
We had the USDA report that came out on Wednesday, and not a lot of fireworks on that. In fact, after absorbing the info in kind of a mixed manner for most of these commodities on the day of the report, came in and everything was down on Thursday, yesterday, but not down in dramatic, dire amounts. You know, again, corn, the lead contract for March 23 for corn, 670 at three quarters. Yes, we have been higher than that. The high on that contract, recent high, about 710, and the low, about 640. So when you look at where 670 is, it's just right in the middle. And new crop bids, beast corn, 590 and a half. And again, that's, we have seen over six. So again, kind of a sideways, almost a malaise going on in that market. Wheat prices did close yesterday down 17 cents, but we just had volatility up and down, up and around, weather related issues, whatever else, a little bit of export news in the short run. March closed at 879, and we have seen that price up as high as nine in the short term, as high as over $10 if you go back to last September, October. So I assess the wheat market as kind of in a situation of seeing where we're at once we break dormancy. I see if there are any problems off the rest of the world. You know, large crops in Australia and Russia, exports still happening, are all kind of weighing on that.
Again, that's Dan O'Brien from Kansas State University. He's a grain economist. And let's look at your ag news on this Monday, February the 13th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Local food systems, biodegradable soil chips, and nanotechnology and entomology are among what's happening in the state of Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Highlighting January's edition of Statewide is Ernie Minton, Dean of K-State's College of Agriculture. Last month's stories lead off with a grant to support local food systems in Kansas.
This is a nice grant to deliver programming, and it's all around local food systems and making them really more effective. The work is designed to help build local partnerships with local producers, hosting local food summits and training for farms and businesses on marketing and sales options, and also to create a consumer education campaign. You know, we think of Kansas as a very important agricultural state, but that doesn't mean that all the citizens, wherever they may be located, have access to all of the healthy foods they need. And this grant really focuses in on that problem. This also includes the business of trying to tackle the problem of food waste. So it's really kind of comprehensive, very interesting program.
Minton highlights Raj Khosla's research developing biodegradable soil sensors.
Raj has been department head of agronomy. He also maintained a small but active research appointment and brought with him a good deal of experience in precision agriculture. And part of K-State's economic prosperity plan is a theme called digital agriculture and advanced analytics. And that's really what this story is about. It's going to be a real focus, yes, of the College of Agriculture, but this is a multidisciplinary field. The story actually is really very interesting about the application of biodegradable sensors that may be becoming part of precision agriculture, but also where the technology is moving and the innovation is coming with regard to precision agriculture.
Minton goes on to discuss the use of nanotechnology in entomology.
The concept of nanotechnology and nanoparticles and so on have been around actually for quite a while, and they've had applications in just a wide variety of sectors, delivery of medicines, consumer products, materials, and manufacturing. But in this particular case, think this team is going to provide some interesting research on how nanotechnology and nanoparticles can be used to deliver pesticides and other elements of crop pest management. And this is really part of that broader question of precision agriculture, delivering the right amount at the right time in the right place, at the right concentration, etc. So this nanotechnology is an opportunity to provide more effective pest control using less pesticide in the process.
That was Ernie Minton, K-State College of Agriculture Dean, giving an overview of some of the stories in January's edition of Statewide. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday after the Super Bowl. Go Chiefs, and certainly a great game. And to go along with a great game, we've got a good cattle market from last week. We'll start here at 10 o'clock this morning on a nice run. Well, last week's market predominantly was in the state of Kansas of 159 to 160. Good cash market. The 254 was established in the Nebraska markets. So probably a lot of cattle sold in Nebraska this week. But good news, 159 to 160 and a 254. Well, with the 10 o'clock start here this morning at 12 noon, we'll get in the hay department. We've got a good big list of hay and certainly pretty good square bales, folks, along with the big rounds. In the alfalfa, there's a group of 10. There's a group of 21 that's third cut, another group of 10 that is fourth cut. In the prairie and the brome, guys, it is very good along with grass. In the prairie, there's 130. In the brome, there's 119. In the grass, there's 100. In prairie mixed combination square bales, there's 100. There is 88 square straw bales. In the big squares, in the big rounds with a few big squares, in the round alfalfa, there's 12, second cut, weigh 1296. There's 10, fourth cut, that weighs 1634. 9 prairie, another group of 6 prairie. There's a group of grass mix, 23 bales will sell in smaller lots. They weigh 1726. In the round grass, there's 11. In the round oat hay, there's 16. In the round rye, there's 6. In the big squares, 3 by 4 by 8 foot, there's 9 that weigh 1375. In the round rye, there's another group of 20. In round CRP, there is 8 bales, and the hay starts at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside at 12 o'clock, we've got about 20 bred cows. I've got two groups of listings. There's 9 black and red bred cows, 3 years to broken. They're bred Red Angus. They'll calve May 1st in the 7 group. They're going to be red bred cows, 8 years to broken. Bred black or Hereford calve March 1. And that leaves about 8 or so of bred cows. We'll pull a preg and a mouth on them all and sell them at 12 o'clock noon. And the feeder cattle, it's a nice run of very good high-quality cattle, folks. Bill Gertis out of Weimar has got 9 black and red steer and heifers. They got a wean and a vac. They're going to weigh 6 to 900. O'Neill Dairy out of Beatty's got 30 black. They're going to be all steers with a wean and a September vac. They're going to weigh 450 to 5 and a quarter. Sand out of Crete's got 17 black and red steer and heifers or wean vac, 450 to 6 and a half. Kuma out of Denton's got 20 black and red steer and heifers. They've got a wean, a double vaccination, 4 to 5 and a quarter. Bastandi got a Burchard's got 16 black bull and heifers, 3-week wean, December vac, 4 to 500. Harlow Farms, David and Adam out of Dawson's got 65 black and red steer and heifers. They got a wean vac, they're 650 to 7 and a quarter. Boscacho out of Pawnee City, 20 black baldy, steer and heifers, wean vac, 5 to 600. Tim Tegmeyer's got an outstanding, not only quality, but good condition, guys, out of Burchard. 120 Red Angus steer and heifers, they got a wean vac. They're going to weigh 600 to 775. Trout Angus out of Tecumseh, 44 black steer and heifers, they got a wean, they got a double vac. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. Sheely and Sons out of Hanover, 60 head of black heifers, yearlings, background, 875, really nice group. Burkhout out of Burchard, correction out of Pleasant Dale, 92. Angus, Hereford, Char, Cross, Steer, and Heifers, 90. Day, Wien, and Peck, 6 to 700. Brugman out of Douglas, 13 black and red steer and heifers with the wean in the back. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. Oddbody out of Western's got 12 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to be weaned back at a 600-pound weight, folks. Billy Harms out of Pickrell, 12 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 750. 21 black and red steers, November wean and back. They're out of Humboldt, they're pegged nano, 700-pounders. And again, we've got a group of about 20 to 25 of those small groups, folks. So come out and see us. We'll start at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock noon on the bread cows and the hay market. And certainly follow right up with a good, good set of feeder cattle. Give us a call. Tanya Rick Gordini at 223-3571, along with Gail Harden. Ryan Sommerhalder certainly would like to earn your business. Please give us a call. And we certainly will get out to the farm and take a look. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 23 degrees. Mild yet today, highs near 60.
Which is best for your aches and pains, an ice pack or a heating pad? We have an in-depth look next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 13th, the 44th day of the year. Musicians Peter Gabriel and Peter Tork were both born on this day. Sometimes we use ice for soothing an injury, while other aches and pains are treated with heat. Which is best and when? Generally speaking, ice is best at numbing pain and easing inflammation. An ice pack, for example, would be recommended for a flare-up of inflammatory arthritis, a throbbing headache, or to treat swelling. Heat, on the other hand, is usually recommended for chronically stiff joints and aching muscles. A good rule of thumb is to treat a new injury or flare-up with ice. Once the initial inflammation has subsided, use heat to soothe any remaining stiffness. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a comeback in the second half, but the Kansas City Chiefs are officially the victors of Super Bowl 57, 2023. It was a slow start for the Kansas City Chiefs after the Philadelphia Eagles went into the half slightly up, 24-14. But it was a big comeback in the fourth quarter for the Chiefs as they won by a field goal with a final score of 38-35. Patrick Mahomes ended up going 21-27 in passing attempts, with totaling 182 yards and a total of 3 touchdowns. It was also a big night for Isaiah Pacheco, running a total of 76 yards with 15 carries and a touchdown. Travis Kelce also ran for a total of 81 yards and put a touchdown on the board, along with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. In total, the Philadelphia Eagles dominated in total yards for the entire game, sitting at 417 compared to the Chiefs at 340. Passing yards also into the Eagles at 302 yards in total, with the Chiefs 182. The Kansas City Chiefs are now Super Bowl champions in 2 of the last 4 years.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride.
fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you are looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
College hoops in action over the weekend, as well as the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks topped the Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday with a final score of 78-55. It was a strong night for the Jayhawks as they came out strong in the first half, putting 35 points on the board. In all, Jalen Wilson was the dominant scorer of the night, putting 18 points on the board with 5 rebounds and 5 assists. Dejon Harris also put 16 points on the board for the night with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Kevin McCuller had a strong night with 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 13 points in total. The Jayhawks remain on the road and remain in Oklahoma for a Tuesday night tip-off at 8 p.m. against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. In Wildcat basketball, they struggled over the weekend, losing on the road to the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 71-63. Overall, it was a slower night for Keontae Johnson, only putting 9 points on the board with 8 rebounds and 3 assists for the game. Marquise Noel had a strong night with 18 points, had 2 rebounds and 4 assists in total. The number 12 Wildcats head down to Oklahoma on Tuesday night with tip-off against the Oklahoma Sooners. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores and girls action. Clay Center took Marysville 47-38. Wamego topped Abilene 74-25. Chapman over Concordia 48-35. Washington County girls handled Axtell 47-37. Valley Heights beat Centralia 54-12. Hanover girls in overtime escaped Donova West 62-53. Frankfort beat Troy 61-31. Lynn over Wetmore 72-14. And Clifton Clyde downed Onega 51-33. Boys play, Marysville beat Clay Center 52-43. In 4 overtimes, Abilene knocked off Wamego 65-57. Concordia.